This is 90.9 WBUR. A small college in Newton is closing, but its students can complete their degrees. UMass Amherst is taking over the property and debt of Mount Ida College. The campus will become a satellite of UMass Amherst for students taking part in experiential learning in the Boston area. WBUR's Fred Tice explains the deal.
UMass says every one of Mount Ida's more than 1,400 students who is in good academic standing will be granted automatic admission to UMass Dartmouth with full transfer of credits. UMass Dartmouth Chancellor Robert Johnson says if students pay full price, they'll pay $13,600 a year in tuition, substantially less than the $34,000 charged by Mount Ida.
We wanted to make sure that if the students decided that they wanted to stay together, that there was a place that they could go and do that. And so we have the capacity in terms of housing and classroom space to accommodate every last one of them.
Johnson says every Mount Ida student will be guaranteed full room and board at UMass Dartmouth, though they'll have to pay up to an extra $12,000 a year for that. UMass President Marty Meehan says the Mount Ida trustees first approached UMass about selling the campus 4 years ago.
Mount Ida College had contacted the University of Massachusetts many times over the last 3 or 4 years, and approximately 2 months ago, the university entered into discussions with Mount Ida, and then those discussions wore off. They had discussions with LaSalle College. Then those discussions wore off, and then they came back to the University of Massachusetts.
Meehan says UMass Amherst wants to create more synergy between its students and businesses on Route 128. UMass is assuming the debt of Mount Ida, which 2 years ago in the last publicly available financial report was $67 million. UMass says the campus it's getting has been assessed as more or less the same value as Mount Ida's debt. Its board's decision seems to be a big surprise on the Mount Ida campus.
So I'm standing outside Mount Ida College right now, outside the campus, because I was told by a police officer that I had to get off the grounds when I explained that I wanted to interview students. And a spokeswoman for the college explained that the students are just finding out this afternoon that their college is being closed, and the college doesn't want the students to get the news from the news media. And they feel that it's a very sensitive time right now. The president of the college is in back-to-back one-on-one interviews with students. And so he's just breaking the news to students as they have questions for him.
Both Mount Ida's closure plan and UMass Amherst's plan to open a satellite campus are subject to the approval of the Massachusetts Board of Higher Education. So it's not a done deal. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.